True love and homegrown tomatoes, the only thing money can't buy. Thank you, John Denver. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and another Bob on the line with us, Bob Zini, the Chicago Tomato Man. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Wendy, how are you?
I'm doing great. All right, so somewhere along the line, I thought that I read that your online store was now open, but that's a lie, isn't it?
Well, for merchandise, you know, it's never too early to start buying for Christmas. But for plants, it's in March.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to double check with you. I had a crazy tomato year this year. We had talked to you earlier this summer, and because of the intense heat, despite the fact that I watered every single solitary day, it took a very long time for the tomatoes to turn red. I still have some. Isn't that weird? There's some on the bush, and I've taken them off and turned them upside down on my windowsill, and a sunny windowsill, and I have a few left that are still ripening.
The weather's been crazy. I mean, it was really eccentric. hot and dry, then cold and wet, and hot and dry. And then, like, mid-September, till maybe just a few days ago, the weather was perfect. And I had the same phenomena. I've got tomatoes that, you know, have flowered and are ripening on the vine, which is really late.
Yeah, I have honestly never heard of this. And I thought I still didn't have as many tomatoes as I wanted this year. And people harvesting had lower amounts because of the weather, right?
Not only fewer tomatoes, but as the season wore on, they got smaller as well.
Yes. That's crazy. Honest to God,
it
Bob,
is.
My cherry tomatoes were like pea size. There were a couple that were really little. I've never seen it. All right. Well, good. So it wasn't just me, and I wasn't doing anything wrong. This has happened to a lot of people this summer, correct?
No.
Okay.
No. You know, I've gotten a lot of emails basically recapitulating the same conversation.
All right. And when I still have flowers, like new flowers that are coming,
yes,
as you mentioned.
Yes.
So just harvest them until we get our first frost, right?
Yeah. Once you get that first hard frost, the tomato plants are dead. Of course, this year, maybe not. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be something if they kept going all the way until spring? Wow, that would be great.
Yeah, the Christmas tomato.
You can write a book and sell it along with your other merch, which is a tomato apron, a green zebra tomato mug, some baseball caps, and also a gift card, which is a great idea because we'll talk to you in March because that's when the online store is going to open for you to order your tomatoes, your heirloom tomatoes for next season, but people can register on your website at any time, correct?
Yes, this is secret. Don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go into our email list, if you register for our email list, the store opens a couple weeks early for you.
I know that because I did it. So, yes, ChicagoTomatoMan.com. So we'll talk to you again when that store opens. But tell me about this Chicago Innovation Award. You are a finalist for this year. I'm very excited for you.
Well, thank you very much. They basically recognize a lot of tech. You know, so there were several hundred people that were nominated, and then from that first group, they cut that down to 100 finalists. I was fortunate enough to be one of them.
Wow.
Probably because they had no other people in the tomato category. and then the judges will look through all of the documents that I had to provide, and I think they're announced on November
13th. I have the date.
13th?
Yes, they will be recognized on November 13th at the Chicago Innovation Awards ceremony. I guess you'll be notified before, but that's when the ceremony is. So I'm wishing you.
I hope so.
I'm wishing you tons of luck because.
Thank you.
You are the only one doing the tomato thing, Bob. So as you said, Chicago tomato.
No AI wizard. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No AI involved. Correct.
Right.
All right. Well, go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com. Not you, Bob, because you know that. But you guys can register, sign up for email, and then you'll be notified when the online store goes live. And we will talk to you before then because we would like to know what the varieties will be for next year. Also, Bob, before I let you go, so once we get our first freeze, what do we do with the plants? We rip them out of the ground, don't leave them there all winter, right?
Rip them out of the ground, throw them away, because almost all tomato plants get septoria, which is that disease that causes the things to get brown from the bottom up, and it stays in the soil. So don't use them, don't throw them on the compost pile, and don't plow them under. Just pull them out and, you know, toss them in the garbage so that you lower the incidence of septoria.
All right. Well, merchandise, you can get Chicago Tomato Man merch at ChicagoTomatoMan.com, and we'll talk to you in the spring, okay?
All right. Thanks, Whitney. Always a pleasure.
Good luck with the Innovation Awards. It's Bob Zini.